talking today with Dr. Josh Payne, the Oklahoma State University poultry specialist, about avian influenza. Dr. Payne, can you tell us a little bit to start out with, what is avian influenza?
Yeah, avian influenza or bird flu is actually as common as human flu or human influenza. It's actually a virus that's often carried by migratory waterfowl, such as ducks or geese. And if it's transmitted to domestic poultry, such as chickens or turkeys, it can result in a widespread disease and death. In fact, it's considered a foreign animal disease here in the U.S. And if an outbreak occurs, then we see state and federal agencies that will respond to it to try to keep the disease contained. In fact, in 2015, the avian influenza outbreak was actually the largest animal health disease incident in U.S. history. It affected 50 million birds and cost about $1 billion to keep it contained. We saw 6.5% of the U.S. commercial turkey inventory and about 10% of the U.S. commercial egg layers that were destroyed during this outbreak. And we've even had a case that was pretty close to home with one infected turkey farm near Joplin, Missouri. Whenever we have an event like this, we see both state and federal agencies that respond. And in this case, they were able to respond swiftly and keep the virus contained.
Absolutely. So it sounds like avian flu is absolutely devastating in parts of the country, including close to home here in Oklahoma. What are the real concerns involved with avian influenza or bird flu, commonly known as?
Well, the concerns are that this virus could infect a flock of poultry, whether that flock be commercial or whether it be backyard flocks. And once the virus is established, it could then spread. If it starts to get into commercial poultry operations, then it could affect one of our larger ag industries in the state, which is commercial poultry production. So it's a concern for anybody that's involved in the poultry industry. If it spreads throughout Oklahoma, then we could see it potentially spread regionally or nationally.
As Oklahomans, what would you say that we primarily need to be watching for with avian influenza on the rise?
Well, poultry producers need to make themselves aware of the signs of birds that appear sick. So symptoms could include lack of energy, loss of appetite, decreased production. Now, if you see one or two birds that are sick, there's really not a large concern. But if you see several birds that appear sick, then a local veterinarian, a county extension agent, or the state veterinarian should certainly be contacted.
Dr. Payne, what would you say is your message regarding avian influenza, and who is that message necessarily targeted to?
Well, this one's really targeted to backyard flock owners that may not be as aware of some of the prevention practices for preventing disease. And basically, they need to be aware of biosecurity and disease prevention, and some of the tips for preventing disease include restricting visitors, not entering other poultry facilities. If you must have visitors or if you must enter those facilities, then covering your shoes with plastic boots is recommended. Contaminated shoes are a major source of disease transmission. You also want to avoid borrowing equipment from other poultry producers. And I've even seen where producers might keep a spare pair of boots next to the pen so that they're only wearing that inside the pen, and that reduces the risk of bringing in a disease. You also want to keep any birds away from migratory waterfowl, as these birds will harbor diseases such as avian influenza. And don't haul the disease home. If your birds have been around other birds at a show or a contest, then you're going to need to clean and disinfect cages and equipment before returning it home. And birds that have been around other poultry should be quarantined from the rest of the flock. Or if you have new birds that you're introducing into the flock, keep them quarantined. This allows time for the birds to show sickness if they're infected. And really, producers should know these warning signs. And if they feel like their birds may be sick, then it needs to be reported to the state vet. Any suspect birds can be tested to confirm whether they have avian influenza or not.
Dr. Payne, with those biosecurity measures in mind and in the back of producers' minds, would you say that as Oklahomans, it's something that definitely needs to be on the horizon, or are we necessarily in the clear? What's kind of the warning as far as that goes?
I think it's something that is going to continually stay on the horizon as we see migratory birds move from north to south. And it's something that we haven't necessarily had. We haven't had a large outbreak like this in the U.S. before. So we're going to constantly have to defend against it, and becoming more aware of biosecurity and disease prevention efforts is going to be crucial for both a small producer or a large-scale producer.
Great. Any last-minute information or facts or warnings for us?
I would say if you want to find more information on this, we certainly have fact sheets that you can go to. One is small-scale poultry production and prevention of disease, and we also have other fact sheets that focus on backyard flocks. So check out some of our fact sheets and contact your local county extension agent if you have further questions.